WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a soda for just $5. But we should also try some of their special topping hot dogs, like the mac and cheese top dog, the baked bean top dog. I like the baked bean and bacon one with a little mustard on top, yellow mustard. So good. You know what? Maybe I should make my way over to D's today at some point. But we are talking about commercial jingles because WPRI has a story where they tracked down the folks that created the Block Island Ferry jingle. And so that's why I made today's Fun Friday question. What is your favorite jingle? We're going to get into some more of that in a moment. It's also the 50th anniversary of the release of Jaws. As I was saying earlier, I rewatched it last night. I like it a little better than I did before, but I still think it's kind of overrated. Like I said earlier, I know people who have made this movie like their whole personality. That's a little bit too much for me. But it's a good movie, and it I would say it's a great movie, but it's just also not as great as I think people have hyped it up to be over the years. But hey, don't let that stop you from taking part in the festivities tomorrow in Fairhaven, where they're going to have the 50th anniversary screening of Jaws, all kinds of other fun going on as well. But we also shared all of our Jaws-related content on our WBSM Facebook page, including a story that'll hit in a little while where it talks about New Bedford's connection and WBSM's connection to the film Jaws, which is a very interesting story. But I also, you know, I was talking before about the movie is better because the shark didn't work. If the mechanical shark had worked more, you would have seen more of it. The movie would have come across as cheesy. But because they had to work around it, I think it worked out better. And that's where you get all of that great dramatic tension. So we can talk about Jaws if you'd like to do that. And as I mentioned, the Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite commercial jingle? And we've been getting some great suggestions for that. Primo 714 says the Oscar Mayer hot dog and bologna jingles. I mean, I think everybody knew how to spell Oscar Mayer back then, right? Because the song taught us how. And when I was a kid, you know, there was no other bologna. You got Oscar Mayer because that's what you knew from the commercial. You know, if my dad went to the deli and got some of that German bologna and brought that home. I'm like, what is this? It's not bologna. Bologna is Oscar Mayer. And to this day, every now and then, I still like some Wonder Bread. It used to be Sunbeam, but now I guess I got to use Wonder Bread. Some Wonder Bread, Hellman's Mayo, Oscar Mayer bologna, slice of American cheese. And in this case, it's probably even better if it's the, you know, that processed cheese single, and then some Lay's potato chips on the sandwich too. It's just a great comfort food sandwich for sure. Dave in New Bedford says, I used to like the jingle for Foxwoods. Oh, Dave, do you mean this jingle for Foxwoods?
The wonder of it all. Take a chance, make it happen. Pop the cork. Finger snapping, spin the wheel, round and round we go. Life is good, life is sweet. Grab yourself up.
And you know, I'm not a gambler, so I don't go to casinos. But I think Foxwoods, by the way, this is over a minute long. This is like the full version of the song. So, you know, I don't really like, I'm not drawn to the casino, but when I heard that song and saw the commercials they make, I'm like, oh, that place looks like fun. And so I think, you know, that's a perfect example of selling the experience with the song. Now, I don't even know if I see Foxwoods commercials anymore. Do they even bother advertising anymore? And if I do, it's not as memorable as that. But that made me, and that to me was, you know, what a casino is. Oh, you dress up and you go down there and you see a show and you get yourself dinner and yeah. But then you actually go to Foxwoods and the reality is far different. It's a bunch of people in shorts and t-shirts and sandals with socks and, you know, backwards baseball hats. And, you know, it's not exactly the high class, at least not in the general casino area, maybe in some of the high roller areas. But speaking of Foxwoods, I'm going to put this out there because, like, I know this was a real thing, but I can't find any evidence of it on the internet. So this was not a fever dream. I would not have made this up on my own. But back in the early 90s, when Foxwoods was first around, they had what was essentially a half-hour infomercial every week, I believe on Channel 64 in Providence. And it was on, like, I don't know, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock or something. And it was in the guise of a variety show, the Donna Valeri show. And she's apparently an actress and singer, but you don't really know her from anything. And somehow she became like this celebrity endorser for Foxwoods. I think she's a realtor now in Rhode Island. But she would host this game show where they would say she had that Italian accent. And she'd say, let's play 21. But it wasn't 20. It was blackjack. But they called it 21 because, you know, they can't say blackjack, I guess, on the TV. And so she would sing songs and they would play this giant card version of blackjack. And for some reason, Rip Taylor was on it. And Rip Taylor would just come out and his whole job was just coming out and throwing his confetti. And it was just the craziest thing. And they had a theme song to it. That I'm not going to sing it, but it was like a bunch of la 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 la, and then it was like Donna Valeri, Donna Valeri, Donna Valeri is now, and that was it. That was the whole song. And I'm like, nobody remembers this but me. And I don't know why, but I used to tune in and watch it every week. I'd be like, oh, it's whatever time, 10:30 on Sunday. Well, I got to go put this show on. Because I wanted to see if, you know, these clowns could play blackjack correctly. And in fact, that's how I learned how to play blackjack, was by watching that show. But it was basically just, you know, they would talk. It was filmed at Foxwoods and they would talk about Foxwoods and they would show commercials during it for Foxwoods. So it was basically just an infomercial in the guise of a game show and a variety show. They used to do that all the time back in those days. You had all these TV shows that you know, they tried to make them look like they were a show, but they were just an infomercial. Like Amazing Discoveries. Look at that shine, Mike! You know, they had not one but two, actually three different British guys that would come on and talk about these products as if they were the greatest things ever invented. And my grandfather actually went to work for that company, the As Seen on TV company, and he used to go out to dinner with those guys. It was pretty crazy. And then my grandfather's actually in one of those infomercials. He was on the Power Driver infomercial because, you know, they just grab people from the office to give them testimonials. But yeah, nobody remembers that Donna Valeri show but me, huh? I'm not seeing the phone lines light up with a whole bunch of people telling me they remember it either. So maybe somewhere in the, you know, darkest corners of the internet, there's proof that it existed. But otherwise, I think it's Rip Taylor. I mean, the guy was in Wayne's World at the time. Well, Wayne's World 2, right? I mean, come on, Rip Taylor. If you don't know who he is, he's the guy with the crazy hair and mustache that just throws confetti. That's his whole thing. I don't know what else he does. All right. We got another app chat message from Timmy. He says, Delkin Laundry had a hilarious local commercial with a catchy jingle. It's too bad that one isn't available online. I don't know. I mean, you never know where they're going to turn up, right? People were upset they couldn't find the Sam Giamalvo one online, and then we found it. I don't know how they found it here at Fun 107, but they found it. So you know what? I'm going to ask Michael Rock if he has access to that. It might still be around somewhere. See, years ago, they got rid of all those old carts and even the CDs that stuff used to be on when they computerized everything. And then eventually they clear out the hard drive of things that aren't running anymore. So you kind of lose it to the ether. But maybe that's still around somewhere. I'll have to ask. But I mean, come on. Dash Laundromat has a great, great song too. So, and Mary had said she's going to come up with a song for us for Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So I'll talk to Kelly over there and say, we're going to use Mary singing the song as the new commercial. What do you think? Speaking of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, of course, you know, it is the weekend. And if you are going to be doing any summertime hanging around, you want to have a few drinks, well, Stevie's is the place to go to get everything that you're looking for because they've got all your favorites and stuff that you can't find anywhere else. So just head on over there, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and see some of the great stuff that they have, like the French Toast Whiskey. I got that last week. So good. It's Uncle Charlie's French Toast Whiskey. It is smooth. It's not too sweet. That has that buttery, syrup-soaked cinnamon goodness. So not that I would advocate drinking for breakfast, but it's like you are drinking breakfast. So you can give that a try, as well as some of the other great things that they have going on over there, including some big sales. And if you are a whiskey fan, you've got to get over there and try the 15 Stars Whiskey. They've got the whole line over there, 15 Stars Whiskey. It is amazing. And since Mike Roberts has been telling us that it's the anniversary of the Lizzie Borden trial, the acquittal, then you can get Hatchet. It's a New England Session India Pale Ale from Rockport. They have that over there as well. So you can find out everything that they have over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits by following them on Instagram and at Stevie's Wine and Spirits and by stopping by 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And remember, anything that has a purple dot, you can try before you buy. And they're also sponsoring our Cyndi Lauper ticket giveaway. We will give away our last pair of tickets today after the show. So you still got time to get your name in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How do you spell relief?
Well, I know how to spell it because of the commercial. R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
There you go, buddy.
It works, right? And whenever you have heartburn, that's the first thing you think of, right?
Exactly. For years.
There you go.
Have a good day.
You as well. I'm sure many people have a big tub of Rolaids that they keep next to their radio so that when they listen to this show, they can take a few after that. Kind of cleanse the palate and before Chris McCarthy comes on at 9 a.m. All right, why don't we take our next break here, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be right back with this Fun Friday edition of the program. Brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford.
Steve.
And there you go. See, it still does exist. At least that one does. Well, I'll try to find the Delkin one. I'll talk to Michael Rock after the show and see what we can find out. And by the way, it is summer. 10:42 today, 10:42 p.m. It'll become summer and you can slide into summer with all your favorite frozen drinks, cocktails, and mocktails at Brack's Grill and Tap. Frozen coconut mudslides, watermelon Hugo spritzers, and more of your favorite summertime drinks are available. And just in case we get another, you know, rainy Saturday or any of those weekend rains, there's plenty of indoor and outdoor seating. Brack's is the place to be in any weather. And next time you visit Newport, stop into Brack's Cafe and start your day with coffee, bakery items, sandwiches, and more. Visit Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton or Taunton and the all-new Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, as well as Brack's Cafe on Bellevue Ave in Newport. All right. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I got two words, and you'll know the product.
Sure.
Hey, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, Prince Spaghetti.
How can you forget that one, right?
You know, and people look at that as being an actual day. Like the families would actually have spaghetti. What was it? Wednesdays, right?
Yeah.
People would actually have it on Wednesdays based on that commercial.
Yep. And then I don't know how they got to Taco Tuesday, but that was another one.
Yeah. So what about the songs? What jingles do you remember the most? The little songs?
Man, I don't know. I've been racking my brain. Everyone that I can kind of remember that they've already said the most popular ones.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing is, you know, they live in the back corner of your brain and they're going to pop up at the least, the moment you least expect it. You know, you'll be in the store looking at something and then you'll be like, my name's Coco and I swing from the trees. I always like a bowl of Coco Krispies. So,
man, I can imagine the ones that are rattling around up there in my brain.
Yeah. And sometimes they come out at the worst possible times, too.
All right, Tim, you have a wonderful day and a nice weekend.
You as well. Take care.
The heat. It's coming.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, have a good one.
You too.
And listen, I'm happy for the people that love summer. I can't stand the heat and humidity. I finally broke down and put one of my air conditioners in the window last night, and I did it for the cat. I wanted to make sure that the cat didn't get overheated. So there's an air conditioner near where his bedestal is. I call it his bedestal. It's where he sleeps. It's like a little perch on a pole. And I said, all right, I'm going to turn the air conditioning on, but don't jump on it. Don't jump in the window. Like, don't knock it over. Don't play with the cord. You're going to get zapped. And, you know, he was interested in it for a couple seconds, and then he was like, all right, I like this. And then he just went back to his bedestal and curled up and then started doing the weird thing he does where he's constantly rolling around. He just loves to roll around and have his belly rubbed. And then when you go to actually rub his belly, then he, like, bites you. All right. Well, it's time to go to the newsroom. When we come back on the other side of the news, we'll take more calls. 508-996-0500. We can talk about the Jaws 50th. We can talk about your favorite commercial jingle, the Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What's your favorite commercial jingle? Or whatever else is on your mind. We also have the app chat and the open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
A new serious COVID variant hitting the U.S., changes to the suicide hotline, and a new drug to help curb the spread of HIV.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new COVID variant that causes a severe sore throat is now believed to make up more than one-third of COVID cases in the U.S. right now. Here's Scott Pringle.
The highly contagious variant called Nimbus has a symptom that is being referred to as a razor blade throat because it feels like swallowing razor blades. The CDC says this makes up about 37% of coronavirus cases nationwide and recently caused coronavirus surges in China and other parts of Asia. Right now, the CDC has coronavirus activity labeled as low in the U.S.
The Trump administration is shutting down the LGBTQ Youth Suicide Hotline. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration announced this week that the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline will stop providing services for LGBTQ youth. The agency said it was removing the Press 3 option to instead focus on all help seekers. The Press 3 option was started in 2022 to connect LGBTQ youth with trained counselors. A spokesperson for the White House Budget Office said last week it was removing the option because it's a chat service for children that embrace radical gender ideology. The FDA has approved a powerful drug shown to nearly eliminate the spread of HIV in clinical trials.
It's a twice-yearly injectable from Gilead Sciences called Yeztugo. Despite the decline in new diagnoses, 1.1 million Americans are living with HIV. The Yeztugo shot was first approved in 2022 to be used with other meds to treat HIV strains that are highly drug-resistant. It's the first in a new class of drugs that prevents HIV from replicating itself inside immune cells. Gilead's chairman, Daniel O'Day, believes it could end the HIV epidemic once and for all. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
President Trump claims Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is costing the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Powell is, quote, truly one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government. He added the Fed board is also complicit. A fugitive on the run for over 6 weeks after escaping police at an airport has been captured in Seattle. U.S. Marshals say they apprehended Cedric Stevenson on Wednesday after he escaped agents at the SeaTac airport while being transported to Kentucky. Stevenson faced numerous charges in Kentucky, including firearm possession and assault. Marshals say he was caught while officers were serving an arrest warrant. Former President Obama says the U.S. is moving dangerously close towards autocracy.
The former president questioned the path that he says American democracy appears to be on.
We start drifting into something that is not consistent with American democracy. It is consistent with autocracies.
Where he says one person holds absolute power. Obama says we're not there yet, but he thinks we're dangerously close to normalizing behavior like that. Obama added that he's still the hope guy and says there's a healthy outrage we should be exhibiting in terms of what's currently happening both here and around the world. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A North Carolina woman is suing her former workplace over claims a supervisor intimidated her with a Chucky doll, the murderous doll from the Child's Play movie. She's suing Truist Bank, saying that she suffers from a fear of dolls and was traumatized into needing treatment. The woman claims the supervisor left the Chucky doll on her desk. She has since been let go from the bank and is asking for an unspecified amount. Just off the heels of the Karen Reed retrial, it was on this day in 1893, Lizzie Borden was acquitted of the murders of her father and stepmother in Fall River. The jury delivered a not guilty verdict after deliberating for just over an hour. This verdict came after a highly publicized trial, and despite evidence that suggested her guilt, Lizzie was ultimately set free.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox are in San Francisco tonight, taking on the Giants at 10:15.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Plenty of sunshine, warm today, less humid than yesterday, 83. Tonight, down to 65 after midnight for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, we stay dry, 79. More sun for Sunday, 82. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Find out all the great things they have going on over there today and this weekend. Good morning, Eric.
What's
how you doing
up,
today?
Tim, all right. How you doing, Tim?
You doing all right with the heat that's already starting?
Yeah, dude, you're not wrong there, man. It's hot today, man.
It's going to get worse next week, I guess.
37. Yeah, I heard that, too.
That's why everybody's going to be outside grilling.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you've got all the stuff for them to throw on that grill.
Yeah, I got everything you need, my man. I got tomahawks, chickens, ribeyes, sirloins. I got everything you want to have.
And you got everything to cool them down, too. You got the beer and the wine that they need to kind of, when they come back in from outside.
Yeah, I got ice, too.
Oh, there you go. What else are you working on over there today?
Dude, right now we are making fried fish. Today's Friday. We got some fillets, got mackerels, sardines. Dude, I got all kinds of stuff going. Mixing some rice, got some soup going, got everything. Whatever you need, I got, my man.
Absolutely. And why bother cooking yourself anything? Just go by and get some of that great hot food you guys whip up every day.
Dude, it's too hot today.
Well, too hot for us, but not too hot for you. You're over there cooking it up for us.
Yeah, apparently, guys. So, if you don't feel like cooking food, come here and get food done already. If you want to cook stuff on the grill, be outside, come and get some grill stuff. I got everything.
There you go. Marinated, unmarinated, whatever you need.
A beer, you want to get shit-faced, whatever, drunk today, some beer, I go whatever you want.
All right, well, that's what I love about the Butcher Shop. We always say everything from steak to soccer balls, right? You got everything you need right there.
I got soccer balls today, you got that right.
All right, so everybody should go on by the butcher shop, visit Eric, get yourself something delicious, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, dude, I'll talk to you.
Take it easy. All right, that is Eric over at the butcher shop. Again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Stop by and just walk around the store. You're going to walk out there with something, and you're going to love everything that you get there. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. The Fun Friday question, by the way, is what's your favorite commercial jingle? It's brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. The one that sticks in my head, and I'm sitting here drinking coffee, is the Folgers theme song.
Was that the one that had like the da-da-da-da-da-da music to it?
No, every day I wake up, I pour myself a cup.
That song. Yep. Yeah.
See, now it's going to be stuck in there in your head for the rest of the day.
For some reason, though, whenever I think of coffee, all I can think of is those Taster's Choice coffees where they show the couple's hands making the coffee, but they never showed their faces.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that might have been, yeah.
I don't know. But, all right, I'm going to go deep on you this morning. I'm going to go deep. Not uncomfortably deep, but I'm just curious about something. You've got rhinos, you've got dinos, Democrats in name only. I know that you stay away from politics generally during your show, but I think that, I don't know, I'm just curious on your opinion on it. What should happen between Israel and Iran as far as the president's decision? He gave a timeline of a couple of weeks for Iran to capitulate, pretty much. And our president, don't even have to mention his name, he's our president, but he mentioned that he did not wish to go into another endless war, which I can appreciate, and I hope you can appreciate too. But facing this decision in Iran, what would you like, is there anything he could do that would make you happy?
Well, I mean, I agree with him that you can't let them have a nuclear weapon. I think he has a little bit of an out because a lot of people are criticizing him for possibly taking action and saying, well, you said you weren't going to get us into any more endless wars. I think he has a little bit of an out because if their strategy is something that would be a quick and decisive action that they feel wouldn't be a dragged out thing, then he's really living up to what he said, right? Because it's not an endless war.
Right.
It's not a war. It's just a military operation. So there's a difference between the two. So I think if he feels that he has a plan that they can get this done effectively and just get it over with, you know, that still keeps to what he's been saying. And with today's technology, it's probably possible to do that. The question is, how much of a fight does Iran put up after that?
Right. And not even just Iran, but who else is behind Iran? I just read something yesterday that Russia gets just about 100% of their oil from Iran. So they got a good business deal. I've heard that China gets a good business deal, that other countries have great business deals with Iran, and they wouldn't want to jeopardize those deals. And I've also seen video footage of the, say, crown prince, the exiled crown prince of Iran, basically stating, and who knows if it's an actual fact or his opinion on it, because obviously he'd be biased, he's the exiled crown prince, but he says that the theocracy is on the verge of complete collapse, and they're teetering on the edge. Now, if that's true, if all Trump has to do is drop one bomb and end it, and the people of Iran will welcome back the Shah, you know, so on and so forth, and come back to normality with no further drama, then I think that would be a great thing. But I still worry about the other people, you know, who else is involved in it? Do they have sleeper cells here in the U.S.? Or other parts of the world.
Well, and also, you know, what is better for those, you know, those countries that have those interests? Is it better for them to have Iran stand up to America, or is it better for them to avoid conflict altogether and keep things status quo? So
right. In my opinion, on that end, I think that if they want, you know, they say Russia gets 100% of its oil from Iran, they don't want to screw that up.
Right.
That's a big mess. So that kind of forces their hand, forces their opinion on it, as far as their potential response. So so you would agree that Trump might be in the right by doing a one and done attack on this.
I don't know if that's necessarily where it has to go, but if that's what it takes to keep them from having a nuclear weapon, then yes.
Hmm. All right. Well, I just you know, that's my deep thought, thought process for this morning. I just wanted to hear it from you, what your thoughts on it were, because I know you don't like Trump, but just say the president. What would the person in that, what do you want that person in that office at this moment to do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
Simple thought process.
I get you. You have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
All right, callers, hang on. We will get to you. I got to get this break in. Let me do that, and then we'll go right back to the phones. Stay tuned. All right, back to the phones, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. You do jingles?
Yes.
I have an old one. Russia, Russia, Russia with the new Ibana.
You know, I only know that from Greece.
Oh, Bucky Beaver who sang that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really old to remember that.
I just remember they had that commercial and they were singing it in the movie Grease. That's how I was aware of it.
Oh, okay.
But
that used to be on television.
I mean, a lot of those songs were, you know, what they call earworms. You know, you could never forget them.
Yep, and I have it.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
All right. Bye bye.
And phone lines are lit up. I got one line open, 508-996-0500. Our Fun Friday question, favorite commercial jingle of all time. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, it's you.
It's me?
I think so. Sounds like you.
Okay. All right. I have two for you. The first one is the man that just called about the Folgers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a singer, but I'll do my best. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
There you go. That's it.
And the second one is plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
And that's what you need if you've had too much of the Folgers.
Alka-Seltzer.
Right. You drink too much Folgers coffee, you're going to have to take an Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, yes.
Get that heartburn from too much coffee.
Okay. And that's my singing for today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And let's take another one here, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm going to talk jingles if I can.
Sure.
Barry Manilow, 82 years old, just saw him in concert, and kind of the king of jingles. So
yes.
He did State Farm. Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there. He did the Band-Aid one. I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me. He did KFC, grab a bucket of chicken, finger looking good. And he did, you deserve a break today, so get up and get away to McDonald's. So can't talk jingles without Barry.
No, and not only he could have had a successful, you know, he could have made millions just off those jingles alone. He didn't even need to put out his own music.
True.
But we're glad that he did.
Yes, 82 years old, and that man did quite a concert just less than a month ago.
My aunt is a fan of Lowe for sure. She absolutely
me
loves
too.
Him.
Me too. Yep, very good. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for singing.
Thank you.
All right, let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I just want to say happy birthday to your son tomorrow.
Happy birthday
to my son Adam today.
Well, oh, see, Adam and Adam. There we go.
Adam and Adam. Thanks. Have a great week.
Do you have a favorite commercial jingle?
Oh, anything with children. I love the children commercials.
Except for Cars for Kids, right? You can't like that one.
Probably not, no. I don't watch commercials for a long time because I DVR everything, so.
There you go. Yeah, if you can avoid the Cars for Kids commercial, you're doing okay. Although it's a great program. It helps a lot of kids, but the song is annoying as heck.
Okay.
All right, you have a good weekend. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you. Same to yours. Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take, let's get this other break in, and then we can take some more calls. That's the Fun Friday question of today. What is your favorite commercial jingle of all time? I'm going to sing to you the one that I just made up for Isaacson Solar. Ready? No, I'm not actually going to sing. But if you are looking to go solar, Isaacson Solar are the people to reach out to. Right now, Isaacson's listening to the radio. Like, please, no. Please do not sing. You will ruin all of our business. No, Isaacson Solar, though, if you are interested in going solar, that's who you should be reaching out to, again, to get simple, honest, direct answers to all your questions. Not the runaround, not the sales pitch. They're going to give you the truth. So if you are looking into going solar, reach out to them first and have them come out to your home and sit down and talk with you and answer your questions and tell you if you're a good fit. And if you're not, no problem. If you are, you'll get a free no obligation quote. All you have to do to set it up is go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. We'll be right back.
Dread.
Stretch it out, caramello.
See, there's another good one, the Caramello song. I'll still sing that if I eat one of those today, although I don't really eat caramellos that often. Not only because I shouldn't have so much candy, but also they're expensive. We got a few more that came in via app chat. Salty Dog says, Gendron's commercial with Bubba Nuts. SDW says, the Dr. Pepper commercial with David Naughton. Oh, David Naughton, man, that guy had a star that burned bright and too fast. American Werewolf in London and Making It and all that stuff. And then, you know, just kind of faded to the background. Sharon says, Coca-Cola's jingle. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. I mean, that actually came out as a single. People loved that so much. They loved it so much that it became and it might have even hit the charts. So, well, it was Fun Friday. That's what I love about Fun Friday. We can talk about these more relaxing things. Do me a favor. Head on over to the WBSM Facebook page. Read all of our great stories that we've written about Jaws here on the 50th anniversary of the film, including the one that's going to be hitting it soon about New Bedford and WBSM's connection to Jaws. So you can read about that on the WBSM Facebook page. And I'll be back on Monday. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy what's out there right now, because it's only going to get hotter and muggier from here. And enjoy South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy coming your way.